Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. Welcome to Fact Check 101, where there's nothing off limits. This is your girl Gigi, and today our guest is no other than Yolanda Jefferson. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I'm excited for this interview. Thank you for this opportunity.
So
we'll start off by you telling us a little bit about who Yolanda Jefferson is.
A little bit about me. So again, my name is Yolanda Jefferson. I was born and raised in New Jersey. Just moved to North Carolina with my four kids. I am a single mom. I have three boys and a girl. I have a corporate background in human resources, and I had just recently started my own virtual assistant business, which has like a services and human resources and other administrative tasks for entrepreneurs.
Okay. And so I know that you launched a business by the name of 2 Year Service. So could you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah. So 2 Year Service was founded by myself. In order to be able to be more hands-on and full-time at home with my kids. That's the whole goal of me starting my virtual assistant business. Because as a single mom, I'm trying to spread myself all over the place with corporate work and a business and kids. It's impossible.
Yes.
So I decided to start 2 Year Service, one, because I have a passion to help people, and also so I can be, like I said, available for my kids. With corporate, you're always going to have to be like in a, you know, a set schedule, a 9-to-5, and you don't have that flexibility that you need with your family. So that's really important to me, to have that time freedom and also just have that flexibility to, you know, be able to take my kids wherever I need to take them, or if they're sick or anything like that. There's no issues. So that's why I created 2 Year Service. And also just to cater to entrepreneurs. I think it's very, really fascinating to be able to work with entrepreneurs who are starting their own thing from scratch. And it's just intriguing to me to watch and to be a part of something like that. So I started 2 Year Service so I can be able to support entrepreneurs who are actually building businesses on their own.
Okay, that's awesome. I think that's extremely important. I wish that we had more people like you, but thank you so much for that. And so you talked a little bit about it, but could you explain how important entrepreneurship is to you?
So I really wish I knew about entrepreneurship a long time ago. and it's not that I didn't know about it. It's just that it wasn't really talked about in my family. I do remember that my grandfather on my mother's side, he was an entrepreneur. He had his own plumbing business, and he was able to support his family. His wife never had to work. But I guess I didn't really take it too serious then, or I wasn't really, I really didn't know entrepreneurship. I just saw that my grandfather had his own business. He did his thing, and he supported his family. But in my household with my mother and father, I was under them, and they always worked a job. They worked 2 jobs, 3 jobs at a time to support me and my brothers and sister. It was 5 of us. So we had a big family, and I've always seen them struggle, and it seemed like that trickled down to me and my family. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to change that, and I felt like, you know, I was getting more into researching what entrepreneurship really was. And again, I was intrigued by it, and I just wanted that for me and my family, to just, you know, change it up a bit in our family, just see the freedom of what entrepreneurship can bring. So to me, entrepreneurship now, and I try to teach it to my kids as well, like, it's very important. And it just allows you, like I said, the time freedom. That's really important, to be able to spend time with my kids and not just let time pass. You know, time is passing you by, and you don't have to be able to enjoy the pace. And I think entrepreneurship allows that.
Yes, I totally agree. I think it is important that you share those experiences and the skills that you have with your kids, because like you said, I know me personally, I'm starting to get into entrepreneurship, and I grew up in the household where you were expected to get a job, and with that job you worked that job no matter whether or not you liked it or you were passionate about it. You just worked it because, you know, you need a job. So I do think it's important for people like you to be heard, because we want our kids to know that you can do something that you're passionate about doing, and you can love working and not necessarily dread every day you get up, oh, I have to go to work, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about two-year service. Could you tell us a little bit about the products and services that you offer?
Right now with two-year services, it's a service-based business. I don't have any digital products yet, but I definitely will be having some soon. But basically, I offer any type of administrative back office task that entrepreneurs do not have the time for, because they need to be more focused on their clients and their marketing and things like that. So I help them out with, you know, whether it's calendar management, email management, HR management. I even can do personal assistant services for people who don't have a business, but they have a big family and maybe they work in corporate and they don't have the time to do personal things in their life. So I help out with that as well. I have a lot of diverse services that I do in my business. And it's basically just to be able to support the entrepreneur everyday tasks that they don't have time for.
Okay. I love that. I love that idea. And I love that you were able to turn this into something positive. So if you could say something to encourage someone that's looking to start a business or already has a business, but looking for more input or looking for some influence somewhere, what would you tell them?
I would definitely tell them, if you have a passion to start a business, do it. Do not waste time doing too much research, because if it's in your heart to do it, you just need to go and do it. And one thing I would also suggest is definitely have a coach on your side. Have someone who can help direct you, especially if you're new to being an entrepreneur. Need that guidance, because we as people, and I know myself, I'm guilty of this, I love information. So I will really just waste time trying to get all this information and not actually taking action. And I think that's one thing that's very important to remember. And, you know, to get out of that, definitely I think a business coach would be able to help you with that. Keep moving forward, because they will definitely be your accountability partner to keep you on track. So I definitely would say to someone, just do it. And if you need that guidance, definitely have a mentor or that you can trust and that can help you build your business to be successful.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that sound advice. So just so that we can continue to support you and learn more about your business, as well as the products and services that you're offering and the ones to come, could you share with us any of your social media handles, websites, and or links?
Sure. So you can, anybody interested can definitely go to my site, which is www.toyourservice.com, and that's the number toyourservice.com. I'm also on Instagram, and my handle for Instagram is toyourservice. Mm-hmm. It's actually spelled out T-W-O and then your service. And then also I'm on Facebook as well with the same handle, which is toyourservice, and it's spelled out T-W-O, your service.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Ms. Yolanda, for this. Thank you for this interview. Thank you for this opportunity. If you are looking to promote your brand, gain exposure, new leads, and an increase in sales, check out Fat Checking 101 Product Placement Promo. For more information, email fatchecking101@gmail.com. And for this week, we all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.